With this beginning of chapter 14, we have the first six verses of chapter 14 here. We're beginning the last part of the preparation for Pentecost. You see, the completion of the work of the Trinity in our salvation is the coming of the Holy Spirit to live with us, to heal us, to guide us, give us life. And so that is the promise of the Father. From the beginning, with the call of Abraham, God promised. And while the promise seemed to have been about a land, the promise all the time was the Holy Spirit. That's the promise. But before we could receive the promise, we had to be reconciled to God, and humanity had to be transformed. And that's why, until Jesus was risen from the dead, and there is one humanity apt to receive, it was impossible that the Holy Spirit come. Now we're ready. We're prepared. And we have today this opening of chapter 14. There are claims made here. You try to imagine yourself in this situation with the disciples and hear Jesus say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith in me," saying, "I'm God." Now he's standing there and saying this. You know, for us, this is all quite abstract. I'm God, you know. Of course, you know, after 2,000 years of saints and martyrs who've died for this truth, church has proclaimed it. But put yourself there. You believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And then I'll come back and take you to myself. Try to think of the love with which he says that. My whole plan, not just for you, my close friends with whom I lived on earth, but for everyone who will hear these words. I'm telling you, I came among you, I lived, I died, I rose, so that I could come again and take you to myself forever. That's what I promised you. Where I'm going, you know the way. Thomas says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And then we have this answer of Jesus, huh? "I'm the way." What does that mean? The way to the Father is the life of Jesus. So insofar as we will let the Lord identify us with his life, we are on the way to the Father. And you know, there is no other way to come to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. No one. And you see, even within the Trinity, like the, what can I say? The radiant, glorious source of the eternal divine life, shared from all eternity, is the Father. Theologians say he is the principium deitatis. He is the principle of the deity. Our hearts long for him. We're made for him. We're made to know him, rejoice in him, be strengthened by him, have confidence in him, know who he is, and know that in him there is not the slightest shadow of deceit or deception. He is absolutely and infinitely reliable. And that's the goal of our whole existence. But Jesus says, no one comes that way except through me. I am the way. I am the truth because I reveal the Father. That's the truth. I am the truth because I reveal the Father to you. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, he tells Pilate, that I might bear witness to the truth. And Pilate has his famous answer, well, what is truth? We all should be able to say, Pilate, look, I'll tell you what truth is. Truth is the Father. And from him, all reality holds together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. The Father Almighty. Our whole Mass, the whole canon of the Mass, is directed to the Father every day. All that prayer from the beginning, we come to you, Father, with praise and thanksgiving, whatever one I say, it's all addressed to the Father. And then at the end, through Christ our Lord, through him and with him and in him is to you, God, the Father Almighty, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. To you, Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I am the life. I am the way. You walk with me. You imitate me. You live with me. You live in me. You let me live in you. I am the way. And on this way, you come to know the Father more and more until finally you are there and you see that I'm life. I am the source of everything you know about the Father in this world and in the next. We gaze at Jesus and see the Father. But we don't gaze like a movie. You see, this life permeates even our flesh. We know him by a self-awareness that is unimaginable. That's how we know him. And so you see, I am the way. You walk with me. You live like me. You let my life transform you. I'm the way. And I'm the truth. On this way, you will know the Father. That's my delight, my glory. I don't move a muscle unless I see the Father doing it. I want you to be like that, even in this life. And I am the life forever. I am your life. And that's what we celebrate at this Eucharist, a foretaste of the life. St. Catherine of Siena used to say when she received the Eucharist, thank you, Lord, thank you for this gift. But how long do we have to keep it up in symbol? I want to see you. I want to see the Father. I want to be caught in the intimacy of that ineffable embrace of the whole Blessed Trinity forever. That's what I want. And so now, by putting this text here and beginning, you see, we will have this preparation for Pentecost. Huh? We'll go on, we skip a little bit, then we go on a little bit more in chapter 14. And then he starts to promise the Paraclete, right? I've told you this while I am with you. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. That's why he's called the Spirit of Truth, because he takes my revelation and makes it alive for you. And I am the truth. I reveal the Father. So the Holy Spirit takes that who I am and what I've given to you and makes it alive for you. That's why he's the Spirit of Truth. So that's what we're getting ready for now. This gift, once again, of the Holy Spirit. You see, we're so historically conscious. Oh, that happened. You know, no, no. These are eternal realities that are eternally present to us. And when we celebrate them in the liturgy, they are present to us. And so we're preparing now for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I was somewhere the other day and I was telling people There was a woman lived in Virginia, a very holy woman, crippled, but very joyful and full of, you know, and I guess the bishop wanted to check her out. She was getting quite a reputation, and you know, well. So he called in a man, Marius McAuliffe, who was an Irish Franciscan and a very holy man. And he went and talked with her for an hour. And when he came out, they said, well, what do you think? What do you think? He said, it's genuine. Such joy can only come from the Holy Spirit. That kind of joy is the Holy Spirit. That's what we're getting ready for. Whether we're suffering, whether we're having a hard time, there's joy. And that comes from the Holy Spirit. So let's stand and pray.